CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news. Brought to you by Roberts Farm Equipment. Cub Cadet lawnmowers are in stock. If you need a tune-up, we service all makes and models. Visit Roberts Farm Equipment today.
With an update from CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Janice McKay. Union supporters rallied at Westcass in Wingham today, calling for the company to give workers the severance they're owed.
Around 100 people, mostly workers and other members of Unifor, gathered first at the North Huron-Westcass Community Center before driving by caravan up to the parking lot outside of the machining shop on Water Street. Laura Cullison worked at Westcass for over 40 years.
You work for a company all your life, you devote your life to them, and this is how they treat you. They turn their backs on you like you're nothing.
Unifor says the combined amount of severance and compensation owed to workers is approximately $10 million. For CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Adam Bell.
A tender was selected today for Grey County's largest capital construction project in its history. Council selected a bid of $59.23 million for the Rockwood Terrace General Construction contract by Malul Blamey. The tender requires formal approval from funding partner, the Ministry of Long-Term Care. Representatives from across Grey County made their case for additional funding for critical municipal infrastructure at the Ontario Good Roads Association conference in Toronto. Elected officials and senior staff members joined forces to share concerns from Georgian Bluffs, Southgate, West Grey, Owen Sound, and Hanover with the Ministry of Infrastructure. They talked about the financial capacity needed to maintain and upgrade aging roads, bridges, and water systems as they reach the end of their life cycle. Georgian Bluffs pointed out there are bridges in the community nearing 100 years old that need repair or replacement, along with their 40-year-old water systems due for significant upgrades. The city of Owen Sound reported an annual deficit of over $22 million to maintain existing service levels, while growth in both Hanover and Southgate has escalated the need for substantial wastewater work and increased capacity. The Owen Sound Library invited Anishinaabe and Portuguese-Canadian writer Cody Catano to share his childhood story about the effects of the 60s scoop during the memoir series. Catano's book, Half Bads in White Regalia, is the story of his childhood with his Indigenous mother and Portuguese father. He hopes it sparks conversation, especially in light of recent government initiatives addressing equity for First Nation people.
Which a lot of that stuff is good, but it's just the first step. In a lot of ways, that equity initiative doesn't necessarily solve the problem. So for me, rather than being like, what's the message I give to those people, I just want them to pick the book up and enjoy it and maybe get excited and to keep reading, to promote literacy, but also to just keep people engaged on that level.
He credits the love of his sister and brother for helping him survive being moved from home to home and dealing with their parents' alcoholism and the effects of the 60s scoop. For more on these and other stories, go to CKNXNewsToday.ca.
Toronto Blue Jays currently in a rain delay in their matchup against the Kansas City Royals. Showers took over in the top of the sixth with the Royals up 2-1. The Canadian Men's National Soccer Team board has reportedly contacted Ole Gunnar Solskjaer regarding their vacant manager job. The Norwegian last managed Manchester United back prior to being sacked in 2021. The Clarington Eagles will be a bit short for their upcoming series against the Hanover Barons. Head coach Dean Baumhauer confirms that Eagles captain Mitch Davies will miss the entire series against Hanover due to a suspension.
To win this Smoltz Cup, it's interesting. You have to go to six rounds. It's more or less a battle of nutrition. We lost our captain, probably our best forward. We lost a big piece, quite frankly.
Game one of Hanover Clarington will be live tomorrow night on OHA Playoff Hockey on AN920 CKNX and CKNX.ca. And the voice of Hockey Night in Canada for over 50 years has passed away. Bob Cole passed surrounded by family at his home last evening. He was 90 years old at the time of his death. For CKNX Sports, I'm Adam Bell.
In tonight's forecast, clear but cool with a low near minus 1. For tomorrow, sunny, high near 17. Increasingly cloudy tomorrow night, low near 8. And on Saturday, cloudy. Good chance of showers and windy with a high of 21. Clouds continue for Sunday with the chance of showers and a high of 23.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on CKNXNewsToday.ca.